With battlefield losses mounting and a Ukrainian counteroffensive advancing, Russian President Vladimir Putin says now is the time to mobilize more troops.
To protect our motherland, its sovereignty and territorial integrity, to ensure the security of our nation and people in the liberated areas, I consider it necessary to call for a partial mobilization in Russia.
The defense minister says as many as 300,000 Russian reservists will report for duty immediately, but more could be called up if necessary.
Putin also confirmed that he would push ahead with a referendum in four regions of Ukraine, including the Donbas. The referendum will ask one question: do you want to join the Russian Federation? That referendum, often a precursor to full annexation of territory, could happen as early as this week.
President Volodymyr Zelensky urged allies to focus on what is important for Ukraine.
More support for the armed forces, for intelligence services, for the special operations and security service, for the National Guard, police and the border guards, for everyone who is gradually restoring our territorial integrity.
Western allies have said they will not recognize a Russian-led referendum or annexation of Ukrainian territories, calling it illegal. Some analysts call a referendum a predetermined sham and a desperate ploy by Putin.
There is no free media to talk about the issue. There is no election observers, there is no fair counting, etc., etc. Even without talking about all illegality of the thing, because it's done in violation of Ukrainian and international law.
But in his speech, Putin left little doubt he is ready to escalate this war.
Russia has a variety of weapons of destruction, some more modern than those in NATO countries. And if our territorial integrity is threatened, we will use all the means at our disposal to protect Russia and our people. This is not a bluff.
It's unclear if moving more troops to the front lines and annexing Ukrainian territory will be enough to turn the tide in an operation that hasn't gone according to Putin's plan. What is clear is this war is changing and potentially entering a new, even more dangerous phase. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.